Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Francisco. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting seventh. The DH, David DeLucci. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting second. The catcher, AJ Pierzynski. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pablo Ozuna. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Contreras. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Ben Francisco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Francisco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to third. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peralta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Francisco moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Choo strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Blake takes first base on ball four. Francisco moves to third. Peralta moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 0-2. DeLucci strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinton hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna juggles the ball. That's an error on Ozuna. Garko moves to second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garko moves to third. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garko scores. Shopak moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Francisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francisco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ozuna hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Ozuna reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozuna scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peralta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peralta hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Choo is 0-for-1 in the game. Choo hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucci hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shopak is 0-for-1 in the game. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ozuna is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Subathia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye, who is chasing the ball. Carroll reaches third base with a triple. Sizemore scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Francisco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francisco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 0-for-2 in the game. Chu strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Peralta moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLucci hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. Shopak drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cabrera out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. the Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 2 in the game. Shopak strikes out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Quinton strikes out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Massett now pitching. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francisco strikes out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shinsuchu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chu is 0 for 3 in the game. Chu takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Chu. The throw from Persinski and he is safe. Chu steals second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ozuna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blake. Ozuna moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher bunts in front of the plate. Shopak scoops up the ball and tags Swisher for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Ozuna scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shoppak for a passed ball. Anderson moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Creed now playing third base. Octavio Dotel now pitching. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeLucci is 0 for 3 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kelly Shoppak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shoppak is 0 for 3 in the game. Shoppak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Quinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Creed takes first base on ball 4. Dye moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sizemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francisco strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peralta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Masahide Kobayashi now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Wise pinch hits for Brian Anderson. Dwayne Wise batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera is 0-4 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Wise now playing center field. Adam Russell now pitching. Hsin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chu is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Chu strikes out. One out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blake is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Blake hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeLucci is 0-4 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garko is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pierzynski is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.